Blog Talk Radio.
Wolf Heck in the house. What's going on? I'm Big Bad Wolf. He's Long Wolf. We got Ev, special guest. Boy, do we have a show for you guys. First one of the year. Ev, what's going on? Appreciate you being on the show. Pleasure,
thanks,
like always.
Me, of course. Likewise.
What's going
likewise.
On? First order of business, guys. Make sure you guys follow us, Wolf Nation, on Twitter.com, Wolfpack TV. Instagram.com Wolfpack_2E. Also check us out on Twitter and SoundCloud. We're getting a lot of followers. Hit us up if you guys got any topics for us to talk about. Guys, I'm gonna start this show. We're gonna start this shit off right. Did y'all set any New Year's resolutions for this year? Ez, let's start with you since you're the guest.
All right. Yeah, I said a resolution, but it's more of like an internal thing. It's not like a thing you like broadcast. It's about being a better person. And like what I mean by that is just I know that I have a lot of issues with myself when it comes to dealing with people, as in like being per se an asshole or, you know, not really having like a lot of empathy for other people. You know that because you know me. And, you know, it's not you get this reputation that, you know, you're just this kind of, I don't know how to say, like, this evil person, not necessarily evil, but, like, just a cold-hearted person, and it's just, you know, it's not who you are, well, it's not how, you know, I am, it's just how I come across, and I just kind of made a pact with myself to just, you know, kind of work on that, just to be more, I guess, more approachable, more open, because, I mean, I don't want to go through life thinking, you know, have everyone thinking that I'm just, you know, this asshole, this cold-shoulder guy, because, you know, that's not cool. That's not how you want to live life. You know, I'm really the opposite. So it's just, you know, just learning how to deal with people and be more, I guess, empathetic to, you know, everyone else and how they feel and not being so like, fuck y'all, I'm doing me. You know what I mean? But at the same time, not changing who I am as a person, just, you know, sharpening the blade, getting better as a human being. So that's it. That's my resolution.
Long Wolf, your thoughts on this? Did you set any resolutions for the new year?
I've never really been big on New Year's resolutions. But I mean, if I had to say I have one, it would be just that you know, to finish anything that I said I was going to do in previous years and get that out the way, you know what I mean, and, you know, make 2016 the year of finishing all that, you know, past business, you know, the fine print, you know, getting that taken care of, you know. So I would say, yeah, it's just any past business that's been left behind up to this point in 2016, I'm trying to get that taken care of.
Right. I usually don't set New Year's resolutions. I just take everything day by day. You know, if it's not broke, you know, don't fix it if it's not broke. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I am with that. Huh?
What about goals? It doesn't have to be like a resolution. It could be like just a personal goal you want to accomplish. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I didn't really look at it like that. You know, goals. You know, is to, you know, pretty much just, you know, hopefully get a degree within the next 3 years, be able to get a house within the next 5 years, and be able to live comfortably in the next 7 years to provide a better living situation for my son, so he won't have to go through the same thing that I went through, struggle. I mean, that's my main thing that I battle with is just being a better father every day. So, you know, a lot of times he sees me react to situations. So I just want to be able to be a better father, you know, be a better example for him. But yeah, man, you know, that's pretty much it. Like I said, I mean, you know, I don't want to set things. You want to always make sure that you set goals and stuff like that are realistic. You don't want to set no unrealistic goals because you know, you can be upset with yourself for not following through what you say you're going to do, not backing up everything what you say you're going to do. So, you know, I don't want to set myself up for disappointment. So, you know, that was great, guys. You know, like I said, on Thursdays, you know, we're hitting up these current events, and, you know, ISIS is very, very, very ridiculous. You know, everybody's talking about Call of Duty, but them guys just really are about that Call of Duty lifestyle. They had attacked Indonesia. This will be their third attack for this week alone. It's getting crucial with them guys, man. Them terror attacks is ridiculous. ISIS don't give a damn. So, you know, I don't think that they'll make it down here, but if they do, man, I hope you guys are ready to fight. That's all I got to say. And, you know, when I talk about you guys, I'm talking about Wolf Nation and people that are listening. Hope you guys are really down for the cause. You know, ISIS is a really bad situation, but, you know, moving on, I noticed that three people won for the jackpot.
Ev,
since you're the guest, we're gonna start with you. What would you do with $2 billion? What would be the first thing you do?
The first thing I would
if you was the one to jackpot.
The first thing I would do is literally get on my knees and just thank God. Sincerely, just praise him. Just be like, thank you so much, because you know I've been through so much and blah blah blah. And then the second thing I would do is just, you know, take a breath. Be grateful, and then I would figure out how to like budget my money, and then I would just give, you know, like a couple meals to like my peoples, like, you know, for example, you guys. I would give a couple, you know, meals to some of my friends and help out some, you know, family members that helped me out, and then, you know, I would probably like look into some charities or something that I could help, you know, with people who, you know, don't have much, like in the, like just within this country, there's so many people that don't have a lot,
right?
And then, you know, I would go to church and help out, like, you know, my church celebration. I would, you know, donate like maybe $10 million or something like that to them, so they can like build more campuses like around Texas, so it can, you know, it can reach more people. And then I would go crazy, man. Buy Beamers, buy a house. You know what I mean? Just go freaking crazy. Go to freaking San Tropez. Go to freaking Nice or Cannes, France. Just fucking
go meet fucking Drake, make sure,
yeah,
you know,
I'm
he had all the motherfucking
the
parties and shit.
Hell yeah.
With your,
I'm in LA.
Every,
I'm
all your clothes
living,
is
man.
Polo, Ralph Lauren, not that Polo,
Ralph
not
Lauren,
the U.S.
Versace.
Polo Association.
Yeah, no, not that Assign bullshit. No, it's Ralph Lauren, Versace, Givenchy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I'm laced up.
Ridiculous.
It's going to be lit, bro. Yeezys
and you,
on the seat.
And you got to rock the Vans. You got to rock the Vans, too. Vans,
yeah,
everything,
yeah. I got,
huh?
Yeezys and Vans. No, I'm not changing.
Oh.
Vans is still shooting, man. Vans, Aldos, you know what I'm saying? I'm not too good to wear Aldos. But, yeah, man. I mean,
Long Wolf,
what would you do
with the $2 billion, bro?
With the $2 billion, you know, kind of like what Ev said, you know, definitely help out the close family and friends. I definitely want to see the world. I'd travel pretty much everywhere I could and probably move out of America, to be honest with you. You know, for a while, you know what I'm saying? You know, probably maybe just traveling the world, just, you know, overseas for a little bit, come back and then go back again. You know, probably start my own record label. You know, definitely do stuff in the community, you know, community projects,
yep.
put plenty of money for, you know, these kids, you know, and trying to find some, them something to do rather than, you know, running around being badasses. And, you know, yeah, and then I'll probably try to, you know, invest in some type of sports franchise as well, you know, maybe like AAA,
yeah.
Or, you know, development if I could, you know, get my hands on that, probably buy a lot of stock and, you know, and just, you know, just probably give a good amount away to charity as well, just, you know, as a write-off so IRS won't fuck with my ass, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and yeah, you know, and just the main thing is just the travel thing, man. You know, I've always wanted to travel and see the world, you know, and,
yeah.
and get outside of
yeah.
America. So I think that would be the most important thing. Probably have houses in different places, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And different baby mamas in different countries and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but yeah, that's what I would do. What about you, Big Bad Wolf?
Man, bro, of course I help out my friends, my homeboys, all my family, y'all too especially. So I definitely help you guys out. Buy a big-ass motherfucking house in the country and let all y'all boys and, you know, everybody come stay with me so we can be like the crew and shit everywhere we go, go to games and shit.
Hell
and just
yeah.
pretty much just have a good motherfucking time. $1.6 billion to be exact. I said $2 billion. That was my mistake. $1.6 million. The Powerball jackpot. It was in 3 states. Also,
Florida, California,
for the people that
got the
tickets, you could still be a winner. So make sure you hold on to your tickets because there's a person that won in Dallas, Houston, and Decatur. I guess Austin, Texas doesn't get no love once again. You know, so all the guys that actually went and purchased the tickets from where all the winners was, everybody went to the stores like they were celebrities and thanked them and gave them props and stuff like that. But they didn't win shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they was over there riding their nutsack. I didn't understand that shit. But anyway, moving on. People, Ebbs and Lone Wolf, let me ask y'all a question. And then, Ebbs, we're going to start with you since you're the guest. Do you think we're going to go down the list, guys? All right. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 people that are major celebrities, okay?
Okay.
We never really got to talk about this outside of Wolfpack TV. Long Wolf, me and you have never discussed this, as we haven't discussed this either. All right. Do you think that OJ did it? Ebbs, let's start with you. Do you think that OJ Simpson did committed the crime?
To be honest, I think that he did, but the only reason why I think that he did is because there's so much energy surrounding it.
Okay.
Like where there's smoke, there's fire, you know what I mean? Like there's just so much going on around it that I think that, you know, there's something like karma, you know what I mean? Like there's just so much energy that's, you know, OJ and the girl, that it just seems like something had to happen.
Right.
I don't know if he exactly like murdered her, but I think he did do something. I just don't. The reason why I'm hesitant in saying that is because I just don't understand why he would, because you know he's O.J. Simpson.
Right.
So that's
okay.
That's
Long Wolf, your thoughts on do you think that OJ did it? First celebrity.
He's tied to it somehow. I mean, did he actually do it himself? It's a lot of evidence pointing in that direction. However, and you know, in his track record, but however, I still can't say he's guilty. But just considering that situation, like, yeah, he was probably tied to it somehow, but he had some great attorneys, great lawyers. So, hopefully he can get out of jail. I know he's locked up right now. Hopefully he can get out, you know, and get everything together. So,
okay,
there's
so we discussed the O.J. Simpson trial. Oh, go ahead, Ez, my bad.
Yeah, there's going to be a movie about him on FX coming out soon. I forgot when it's
that's right.
I'm pretty sure it's soon.
Right.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is supposed to be playing O.J.
Oh,
it looks
my
really good.
Get that crybaby off the phone, please. Jesus Christ. The crying just and still can't get no Oscar. Something wrong. Did he ever get an Oscar, by the way?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So moving on.
All right, Ebs, but this question is for you. Did R. Kelly piss on that 15-year-old girl?
Yeah. Absolutely.
See,
have
your thoughts. See, have your thoughts.
Yeah, he did. That nigga nasty, man.
Tell the truth.
That nigga's disgusting, man. You know, and then, you know, him going after Aaliyah when she was 14 doesn't help his case.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah, it doesn't really help it.
You know.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It really doesn't. Okay, now we're going to get to something.
Of, like, an interviewer, like, saying, there was a video of an interviewer, like, asking him about, you know, underage girls or whatever, and he was like, what's underage? And he was like, what age are we talking about? 18? And then there was kind of like an awkward silence, so I'm pretty sure he did it. But anyway, moving on.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Anyway, did Michael Jackson, did he touch young boys? Do y'all believe that Michael Jackson touched young boys? Yes, we'll start with you. He's the guest.
I think that he did because, you know, he was, he wasn't a child. He was working ever since he was, you know, a child. He never really got to have a childhood. So I think that since he had his childhood taken away from him and his innocence, he kind of tried to recapture that in a sick, twisted way that we can't understand by, you know, touching little boys or whatever. I'm not a psychiatrist, but you fuck with someone's childhood and their, you know, their development stages, they're going to be fucked up adults. So I think he did. He's still the greatest.
That's me right there. You explain the shit out of me, man, because that's me. Anger builds.
Exactly.
You know. So, Lone Wolf, your thoughts on Michael Jackson? Do you believe that he did what he what we just got done saying?
I have to disagree with him on this one. I don't think he did. Matter of fact, those kids, they're not adults. And I think two of them came out and said that they were put up to do it for money by their parents.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I think it just exposes the other side of things of just, you know, at the end of the day, Michael was still a black man and, you know, a very powerful black man. And, you know, they tried to come at him in various different ways. I don't think him having sleepovers with little kids helped his cause. But do I think he molested those kids? No, I don't think so. I think that he put himself in situations where, like I said, it didn't really help his case at all. So, you know, and to me, the big thing is when you have those kids come out and, you know, they feel ashamed or they can't live with themselves because they ruined this man's life, you know, by falsely accusing him of something that he wasn't doing. Now, that's not to say that there were other children that he may have molested, but they just never came out or never got the same amount of attention. But based off that, I don't think he did it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you, Lone Wolf. I don't believe that he did it either. They just tried to get him because he was about to expose some truths that was going on. You know how I feel about that.
I mean, he owned the Beatles catalog, you know, and they were really upset with Michael Jackson when he bought that catalog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because it was kind of like, you know, as far as American music, rock music, popular music goes, like, you know, the Beatles pretty much kind of you know, they started that shit, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
By him owning the masses, you know, that's very powerful, you know, which is part of the reason why I think, you know, he was killed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, guys, here we go. How do y'all feel about that Bill Cosby situation? You know, they stopped his show on TV. You know, they compared him and that the dad from David Heaven.
Can I go first on this
he was
one?
On the,
can I
go yeah,
first?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go right ahead. You have the floor.
Okay, yeah, I just want to say, it's interesting you bring it up because I watched D.L. opinion on it and Eddie Griffin, and it was two different opinions. You know, Eddie Griffin was more in support of, you know, just putting out there, you know, in the 70s, that was the thing to do, you know, snort lines and, you know, quaaludes, you know what I mean? It wasn't like it was taboo. It was just a thing to do when you popped up on the scene. So, you know, a lot of these times, a lot of these accusations, you know, these females, you know, were showing up at Bill Cosby's room. So I don't know if you on drugs and you showing up at somebody's hotel room, what do you expect to happen? You know, we're going to pop popcorn
exactly,
and watch
yeah.
Disney movies. And, you know, the other side of it is, though, is that, you know, Huey, you know, basically, you know, had called him out about that shit and basically was saying that he was guilty of the shit. So the truth is somewhere in the middle on this one. So my answer is I think Bill Cosby did do I don't know if he raped all of them, but he did something, bro. He did something, dog. He did something,
yeah.
Bro. Now
Harris,
he is guilty of what they doing to him. I don't know, but how they trying to do him, but he did something, bro.
Yeah. So, Ez, what's your take on the Bill Cosby situation? We never really discussed this, so I figure we talk about it since it's very current.
Well, have you guys seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes.
Yeah.
So in that movie, there's a lot of quaaludes and stuff, and they get, you know, fucked up on it. And that's kind of the same
right.
period that, you know, Bill Cosby was at his, you know, height of fame and shit. So, I mean, imagine, like, you know, you got all these girls, whatever, they're high on quaaludes, cocaine, blah, blah, blah. Of course, like you said, Chris, you know, you're going to have sex. You're not just going to fucking sit around and watch Disney movies all night. So I don't think that he did it. I don't think he did anything wrong. I just think that he was just like any other guy in those situations, like, that's any guy trying to get pussy, he's going to, like, buy the girl a drink or, you know, buy her a nice bag, a Louis Vuitton bag, expecting to get some pussy later that night. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same concept. It's just, you know, drugs involved, but it's not like he's going behind their backs and, like, drugging them. Like, they're probably taking the drugs with him and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just it was more acceptable during that time because it was popular, like, you know, weed is nowadays and cocaine is. You know, that's how it was with quaaludes back in the day, and I just think it's stupid the way that it's coming back like now all of a sudden when he's just about to buy like a network and stuff. Like it seems very convenient to, you know, get someone that's about to be super powerful over like a network. Bill Cosby, he's a black man. Like, I don't know, it just doesn't add up. And I just feel like he's so old that it like you had your chance. You know what I mean? Like all these women that's like, oh, he raped me. Well, why didn't you say anything 20 years ago, 15
exactly.
years ago, 10 years ago?
Exactly.
Why are you waiting until he's about to die until you finally want to say something? No, I don't think so. Even if he did like rape you, I don't advocate rape.
Well,
and I think justice should be served. But he's old. Like, it's too late.
Yeah, Ez, you bring up a great point. Like, why wait to this point to tear him down? Well, that's because Bill was getting ready to buy NBC, and that's not just a rumor.
Exactly.
That was actually the truth. And so, you know, a black man owning a major television network, you know, that's, you know, regardless if he did it or not, it's something that, you know, let's just be honest, the powers that be don't want to see. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, if you got Donald. I mean, I just don't understand the parody of it or the paradox of it. You got Donald Trump running rampant, just, you know, just preaching hate and just, you know, just, oh, he's honest. He's honest about, you know, okay, so if I was going around raping women and I said, I'm a rapist, does that make it cool for me to be honest about that? No.
No.
So, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Like, but here you have, you know, these other situations to where, you know, like, it's just, you could tell there's a disparity. So I just think it's ridiculous. You know, I think it's ridiculous in what the media supports and what they enforce. And, you know, I feel sorry for Bill Cosby. I really do, you know, because I think at the end of the day, you know, you know, like Eddie Griffin said, you know, this man is the staple, you know, for the middle class black community. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he gave black people something to strive for, you know, to get to, you know, even though it was never really a reality, everybody having a Dr. Huxtable in their house or whatever else, you know, he still gave you something to strive for, to look, you know, go to college, learn something, you know, go to the military or whatever. Yeah, you know, and also showed the concept of, you know, having a, you know, a father in the home, and, you know, just kind of, you know, the comedy aspect as well. And really, on the cool, all of those people, you know, he gave them, he started their career, jump-started their careers, you know what I mean, that were on that show, you know, from Rudy on up. So, I mean, like, you know, to Raven Simone, you know, on The View or whatever. So, I mean, like, it's really sad, bro, but, you know, that's the way it is, you know, the higher you get up. So, you know, there's more people trying to take you out, so you have to be really cautious of that.
Yeah. Because, like I said, I don't think he did it. I think it's just he got a little bit too big for his britches, and someone's trying to take him out. That's all it is. It's just because of the color of his skin. If he was white, it wouldn't be a problem. Like, to be honest,
well,
the world we live in.
Seven Heaven's still on TV, and that dude molested
a
whole bunch. He even admitted it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then, you know, and then for the fact that people have compassion for, you know, Jared Fogle is sick to me. You know what I mean? You know, because you're trying to prey on little kids and underage girls.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't have any compassion nor mercy for that.
Yeah.
It's because.
All right, real quick, guys, we got about 4 minutes. Real quick, I wanted to bring up, there's another thing, since we're on this, we're a little bit on this racist topic. Straight Outta Compton didn't get any nominations.
And why do you think that
is? I mean, what do you expect? It's niggas with attitudes.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's the most controversial word in America. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to talk about it, but you know what I mean? It's not. I don't see that happening.
They got snubbed, guys, so, you know what I'm saying, nobody that was African-American got a nominated for Academy Award, which is really sad, because racism is just really, really, you can see that shit from a mile away.
Let me just say this, that just put what I want to speak on. Shout out to our President Obama, because that's really what that shit is, man. Y'all niggas is almost there with Obama, but he's doing an excellent job bringing home troops safely with when y'all want to bomb the shit out of him, he just says, hey, man, he gets on the phone and makes a phone call, and they come home, you know, lower the deficit. You know, I don't think we're going to have another president like that, to be honest. I'm scared for what's to come, you know, for the next president, because, I mean, we got nothing but a bunch of Looney Tunes right now. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be a real interesting 2016.
Yeah, just pray for America.
Yeah, it is.
Just pray for America.
Yeah, we're praying every day, guys. So, X Factor, I appreciate you coming through. X Creed, aka X Creed, appreciate you coming through to be another special guest. We definitely gonna have you on the show more and more for this whole year. So, once again, thanks. And any last words, guys? Before we get out of here.
No, I'm good. Thanks for having me, man.
NWO. We out, people. See y'all next week.